Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks for your continued support. As you know, we are in the information war of all information wars. They're all up against us, and we have to push back really hard. We mustn't comply. We must resist at all costs. So the speed of the oh my God variant is increasing by the hour. And some of the information that's coming out, it's deja vu all over again. So, and so it is that we read that 61 passengers out of 600 who landed in Holland from South Africa yesterday have COVID. Oh my God, no, yes. A tenth of them have got COVID. Really? Or do you mean a tenth of them have tested positive via PCR? Not the same thing. Anyway, they don't give a toss about this. This is the media. Germany and Australia have now suspected Omicron cases. And guess what? The Belgium carrier of Omicron had never been to Southern Africa. So the question being posed in that hateful rag, the Daily Mail, is Omicron global already? Yes. Yes, this is the thing we have to fear. Is it, yes, shutting borders? Oh, shutting borders is such a super duper plan. Except if it's gone global, doesn't matter. Too late. It's amongst us. Omicron may walk our high streets. Omicron may be in our cafes, in our shops. Omicron may be living amongst us. So it transpires anyway that Europe's first case of the deadly mutant variant, as the media like to pretend it is, was spotted in Belgium yesterday, despite the fact that the unvaccinated woman, oh no, my God, she was unvaccinated, who had caught it and travelled to Turkey and Egypt, not Southern Africa, where the strain emerged. Is that the strain that emerged in four people in Botswana who were all doubly vaccinated, by the way, Daily Mail? Did you leave that off your paragraph? Was that a wee bit too awkward? Don't want to talk about that? Yeah, I understand. Germany and the Czech Republic both have confirmed suspected cases yesterday, with Germany's initial sequencing suggesting a traveler from South Africa was carrying the virus when they arrived. So what we have now is, anyway, South Africa seems to be the pretend fake media epicenter of the new Omicron variant, with the number of cases having doubled compared to yesterday. And infection levels have yet to skyrocket. All right. And no new hospitalizations with the new variant so far. All right. So it's so deadly, nobody goes to hospital. I see. Professor Answer Andrew Pollard, who we've talked about before, one of the leading shills, by the way, in the UK, expressed cautious optimism that the existing vaccine could be effective at preventing serious disease from the new variant. And so again, this is the speed this one's working at, this one's operating at. And so the media is simultaneously telling you, look, it could be everywhere. Omicron may be everywhere. In fact, it probably is. And it's maybe too late. Even though we've locked down the borders, it may already have spread everywhere. What happens, folks, when the UK declares it has got its first suspected case of Omicron? What do you think the response from Boris Johnson's regime will be? Because I suspect that would be very, very convenient for the government to say, now look, we're not going to overreact. We have to be sensible. We have to be cautious. And that's why Plan B comes in. So I don't know, will they lock us down? Will they use this to lock down around the world? It's entirely possible. Some countries certainly, definitely, I think will most likely lock people down in the using the pretext of Omicron. And others, like the UK, may take a slightly more nuanced approach, but it will be about more restrictions anyway. So there you go. I mean, you've got this, what the media are calling the super variant, this mutant, deadly mutant. And it looks like it's in Holland, it's in Germany, it's in Australia. Who's to say it's not in England? Because don't forget, I mean, if we're going with the whole Southern Africa narrative, there will be loads of people coming on a daily basis into the UK from South Africa. They may have stopped it, you know, yesterday, but they've been coming for the, you know, every day for the last few weeks. So I don't doubt that there will be South African people here. And if, and it's a big if they actually are the carriers, then who's to say it is not already in the UK? As has been pointed out on elsewhere today, if there was any logical sense in this, people would recognize the fact that as viruses mutate, they weaken. The virus has to adapt to survive in the body. And therefore, over time, viruses naturally peter out because they get weaker and weaker and weaker, and we become more and more capable of dealing with them. That's why some very eminent epidemiologists and virologists have said that the one thing you must never, never do is vaccinate in the middle of the pandemic. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it's what you mustn't do. And yet, of course, that's exactly what we're doing. In fact, we're vaccinating on steroids, so to speak, during the infectious stage of the disease. So I don't know. I don't know if this is, part of me wonders, will they lock us down by year end, or will they just bring in deeper restrictions? And will they use I think the only purpose of having this Omicron variant is to they'll weaponize that in whichever regard to try and impose that more restrictions in whichever way. They'll obviously also use it, obviously, to boost the need. You got to take the booster jab. Okay, question. Will the booster jab protect me from Omicron? Well, it might. There's always the outside possibility. Yeah, but I thought the new deadly Omicron variant got around the vaccine, a bit like the other variants did as well. No, don't worry about that. No. In the past, before Omicron, we know the vaccines were so effective that we had to give people three of them. Oh, I see. I understand. That's the science, is it? That's the science behind this. It's so effective, you have to have it at least three times, maybe four times. And that's before we get into the world of Omicron. So what a farce, folks. We live in absolute clown world.